Now, a couple months ago, we were speaking about some of the observed negative effects of PFAS chemicals on the health of people who live in the area that have been contaminated by them. Now, we're going to be giving you a bit of an update. So just to recap, PFAS chemicals are man-made chemicals that have been utilised in the manufacture of a whole heap of industrial products, mostly firefighting foam. It can contaminate drinking water, doesn't break down in the body, not great. The use of these chemicals in products is really, really restricted across the world, but not in New South Wales, which is interesting. A lot of the residents in the areas that have had their properties deemed functionally worthless due to fears from buyers over health risks. So, unable to sell up and move and at quite a significant health risk, these people's requests for compensation or even an acknowledgement of the health risks of PFAS chemicals by the government seem to have been knocked back again and again, but now they might be making progress. Joining us to have a bit more of a chat is the woman whose reporting helped blow the lid off this entire issue, Carrie Fellner from the Sydney Morning Herald. Carrie, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
So where are the areas that are mostly affected by these chemicals?
Well, we have about 90 sites at least across the whole of Australia, and that's just sites where contamination by the chemicals is being investigated. So some of the most well-known ones are ones where the contamination was announced earliest. So that includes Oakey on the Darling Downs in Queensland, Williamtown, which is just north of Newcastle in New South Wales, and Katherine in the Northern Territory. But it's popping up in new places all the time. Just a few weeks ago, they announced that several waterways around Jervis Bay were contaminated. And those were areas that were popular with people that go fishing down there over Christmas. So, yeah, I think we won't know for some time the true extent of how great it is across Australia.
Yeah, wow. I didn't realise there were some more sites that had cropped up.
Yeah, and we're actually sort of working through some freedom of information at the moment, which is detailing the extent, which is quite surprising. So people keep posted. I think we'll see some more sites come out in the next few weeks.
And so the people that have been affected have been really pushing for the government for either compensation or even just acknowledgement. What's been happening with the last few months?
Well, there's been a parliamentary inquiry that both sides of politics were represented on that committee. So we saw quite a few Labor MPs on it, one Greens MP, and then several Liberal MPs. And what they did was basically go around Australia touring all these contaminated communities. And some of these hearings were very just emotionally wrought. There was heartbreaking stories. People in tears. I think some of the people on the committee were close to tears just listening to it. And I think that's one of the things about this whole issue. You don't really understand what these communities are going through until you hear their stories. But yeah, I mean, most people can imagine, 3 years on a property that could be damaging your health and you can't leave because you can't get a loan from the bank. The bank won't allow someone to buy your property. So the stories were very full on. And basically what these MPs did was come up with a series of recommendations last week. And those included primarily the biggest one was something that all the contaminated communities have been calling for, which was compensation, allowing them to get out of these areas. But there's several other recommendations as well. So one of them was appointing like a coordinated general to oversee the issue and take the handling away from the polluter, which is defence. And there was also a call for acknowledgement of these links between a series of adverse health effects that are recognised overseas but are not recognised in Australia.
What do you reckon the odds are that these recommendations will actually be implemented?
Well, what we're hearing is that the government's yet to formally respond, so what we're hearing is that it won't support the recommendations, which is quite surprising given that its own MPs are sitting on this committee. But it all is happening in tandem with a class action as well. So that will go to trial next year, and that might be another mechanism by which we'll see these communities get compensated.
Yeah, it does seem quite surprising that the federal government wouldn't recognise it. Do we know why that is, or is that one of the weird internal workings things that no one's quite sure of?
Well, I think ultimately it's a bottom line issue that, yeah, I mean, if you think that how many defence bases there are that are contaminated, we know of at least 16. And then you have you know, several hundred households living in the vicinity of each of those that would need to be bought out, it's starting to become extremely costly for the government. So that seems to be, that's the reasoning that most people think is holding it up. But I mean, from a moral and ethical perspective, you would not think that it would be something that would stop the government helping these people get out of these contaminated areas.
Do you think if we were to put restrictions on these chemicals, these PFAS chemicals, if these got through today, would it be too little too late for the people that are currently affected by them?
Yeah, I think it would be fair to say that it would be. I think the communities see that as symbolic recognition from the government and a first step towards acknowledging the dangers of the chemicals. And we're not talking about, you know, on a limb. 171 other countries have already banned them. We're one of the only countries that hasn't. So, yeah, it's really just bringing us up to speed with where the rest of the world was at about 7 years ago.
Well, hopefully the next we hear is good news. Carrie, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Carrie Fellner, and she is a Sydney Morning Herald investigative journalist who, broke the story a few months back on the PFAS chemicals that have been floating around, making people really sick and just completely crashing out the property prices in the areas. Sticky situation, and who knows, maybe we'll see some of the recommendations from the inquiry implemented.